Christina Beaton, remind me of your title with the city, please.
I am the environmental coordinator.
And the annual, do you call it Hazardous Waste Day?
We call it the Household Hazardous and Special Waste Event.
Oh, okay. And that's coming up.
It is. It's coming up on Saturday, June 15th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Where?
This year, we've changed the location. So traditionally, it was at the Sportsplex parking lot. But with the construction and, you know, and limited parking and availability, we've decided to host the event at the Spruce South Snow Dump. And so it's going to be one-way traffic, so coming into Iroquois Road and following the signs to the drop-off area near the Spruce Snow Dump.
Okay, and what type of items will you be accepting?
So we'll be accepting household hazardous and special waste. So that's cleaning products, aerosols, bleach, automotive supplies, so batteries, antifreeze, transmission fluid, motor oil, fuel. We also accept lawn care chemicals, so pesticides, weed killer, things like that. And also home and hobby materials as well, such as glues and paints, thinners, nail polish remover. We also accept pool chemicals, light bulbs, propane, pretty much almost anything that you can think of that would be considered hazardous waste, we accept. But if you're not sure, we do encourage you to contact Service Timmins, and they'll put the request in to our department, to Environmental Services, and we'll review the item if it's out of the ordinary and you're not quite sure.
What about electronics?
Absolutely. We will have an electronics bin there as well.
Okay. Anything else? I mean, that's quite the list.
It is quite the list. So we try to, you know, this is the one avenue for residents to be able to properly dispose of household hazardous waste. So the list is quite extravagant. Essentially, if you're using this within your home and it's considered a household product, a hazardous product that shouldn't go down the drain or into your garbage, into your local waste collection, then this is the avenue for you to properly dispose of it.
So the aim is to keep it out of the landfill.
That's right. Keep it out of the landfill and keep it from entering our wastewater system as well. Our wastewater systems are not designed to treat hazardous chemicals. They're designed for wastewater, for the use of water within your home. And so we don't want to see those kinds of products going into our wastewater facilities either. So this is a great way to just keeping them out of the environment.
And they will be disposed of properly? Or what happens?
So we hire an organization. They're a registered collector and hauler for hazardous waste material. And based on the material, they gather the waste, and then they bring it to the right processing facilities, whether it's for end of life or if it's for it to be recycled and created into a new product.
So any questions, Service Timmins can hook you up with the information you're looking for?
That's right. They'll put the request into the Environmental Services Department, and we'll be able to answer your questions. The biggest thing that we want people to know this year is it is at a new location. For the people who come every year, which is really great that you're holding onto this material, please make sure that you come to the right location.
Do you have anything you want to add?
I just want to add that it is for residents only. Commercial and industrial waste will not be accepted. There is an avenue for them to rid themselves of this kind of material. So it's strictly for residents, and it's free of charge.